Hi, welcome to this video training, this EKG course, Understanding EKGs. This is Nurse Choma. I'm excited to have you here. I hope that you will finally really understand how to interpret EKGs. So if you have struggled in the past, or maybe is this your first time learning EKGs, this will really give you some clarity as far as how to read EKGs. I used to myself, struggle at the beginning with EKGs, but then eventually I got really, it just became a norm, and then I understood it, understood how to interpret it, what to do, all that kind of stuff. So that's what the goal is, that after this is over, like as far as all the trainings, that you'll understand EKGs, you understand what the difference with 12 lead EKGs. And then you'll know how to interpret it and what you're supposed to do, which is significant for the exam. So let's get right into it. All right. So what we're going to cover the electrical conduction system. So one of the reasons why some of you may be struggling with EKGs is because you don't have a solid foundation on what the electrical conduction system is. So it's hard to understand how what you're looking at if you don't understand the basis of where it's coming from. So I'll talk about this system, how it creates a rhythm, what is a normal sinus rhythm, and then also some very specific numbers that you do need to know, right? So you do need to know these numbers for the exam. Okay, so they're very important. And then I'll talk about in the end why you need to know all this information, period, and how it correlates to the test. Okay. So what is the electrical conduction system? So here's the thing. The way that the heart, so aside from the heart, blood flowing, in between the right atrium and the right ventricle to the lungs and all that stuff. The heart also, you have to also see the heart as something that has electrical activity flowing through it. And so there is something called impulses or like signals that are moving throughout the heart. And so that is the electrical conduction system. So with this system, it is made of the SA node, all right, which is over here at the top. It's made of the AV node, also known as the atrioventricular node, right here. It's made of the bundle of His, which is pretty much the yellow running down in between the ventricles. And then it's made of the Purkinje fibers, which is pretty much like, these web-like yellow strands coming out. That's the Purkinje fibers. Okay, so pretty much what is happening is that the heart is firing, all right? It's releasing a signal and or an impulse. And what you are seeing on the rhythm is the reflection of the movement of that impulse. One more time. So the electrical conduction system, what happens is that there's a signal, and it starts right here from this SA node. And the signal is being fired. It's like the SA node is pretty much the natural pacemaker of the heart. So it's firing and traveling through the AV node, and well, traveling through the atrium, where the atrium will contract, then the AV node down the bundle of His out the Purkinje fibers. So pretty much what the rhythm is that you're seeing, right? When we read rhythms, it's a reflection of the movement of that impulse. Okay? It's just pretty much showing you how it's traveling, how that impulse, that signal, that electrical activity is traveling throughout the heart. So hence reason why somebody who has like a poor heart, why the signal looks off, right? Or why their rhythm looks off, because it affects how well that signal can travel. Okay, so this is what the electrical conduction system is. So let's start with, the beats, like each part of the rhythm. So you want to understand how each beat of the rhythm correlates to the process of the electrical conduction system. Okay? How does each beat match with the system? So the components of a rhythm, excuse me, you have the P wave, the PR interval, the QRS complex, and the T wave, right? So we have the P wave over here. PR interval is the P wave to the to here. All right, that's the PR interval. Then we have the QRS, right? And then we have, this would be the ST segment, but we'll talk about that some other time. And then this is the T wave, okay? And then these are like for example, okay, PR segment, QT interval, ST segment, those parts of the rhythm come into play when we're looking at more when we're looking at abnormalities, like when we're looking at abnormalities, like for example, patients who have had a heart attack, this ST segment, depending on when the heart attack happened, can be elevated, right, or depressed. QT interval, patients that are on Haldol, one of the side effects of Haldol is it can cause this interval from here to here to be longer than what it is. Okay, but I just wanted to, I want to, focus on the main parts of the rhythm, which is the P wave, the QRS, the PR interval, the QRS, and the T wave. Okay, so like I said, the rhythm is pretty much a reflection of the movement of the impulse throughout the heart. Okay, write that down. That's what it is. So the SA node, right? So the SA node is located right here on top of the atrium, right, where my mouse is. So it's located right on top of the atrium. So what it does, that like I said, the SA node is the heart's natural pacemaker, right? So it is pretty much how where it's where the impulse starts, right? It will fire and release an impulse, and that impulse will travel where the like the blue lines down to the atrium, and that will cause the atrium to contract. So the movement of the impulse, right, to the atrium contracting is the P wave. That's what it's reflecting. So this is also called atrial depolarization. All right, so depolarization pretty much means the atrium is contracting, right? So you just have to, you need to be familiar with that term, right? So for the test. So the P wave is pretty much a reflection of of an impulse leaving the SA node, right? And the atrium contracting, okay? So patients who, let's say patients who have problems with their SA node, right, whether it's not firing all the time, irregularly, or at all, which is actually a life and death situation, they need a cardiac pacemaker, right? We need to put an implantable device in them so that way it will start firing since their one that they have is not working for them. Okay, so the SA node is the heart's natural pacemaker. Also, another thing too about the SA node. Another thing about the SA node too, as far as it, like this is the heart's natural pacemaker, so you cannot see it with the naked eye. All right, so like if you were looking, for example, at an ultrasound of a heart, it's not something where you're gonna be like, oh, let me, oh, where's the SA node? I don't see it on the picture. No, it's not something you can see with your natural eye. Just kind of like when you look, think of cells, right? Like, human body cells, you can't see that with your natural eye, but they still exist, right? Same thing with the SA node. Okay, that's what it pretty much is. All right, so pretty much this movement here is this right here. All right, the P wave. So the PR interval, okay? The PR is so the P wave is the reflection of the like I said, the atrium contracting, right? Once because the impulse was released from the SA node. So the PR interval, once that impulse fires, right, and it contracts, then the impulse, it needs to travel down from the SA node to this AV node. That is the PR interval. So the amount of time that it takes for the impulse to leave from here to go here is the reflection of the PR interval. If the AV node was not present, then this would cause the atrium and ventricles to contract at the same time. So this is why we need the AV node, because if there was no AV node, then the atrium contract and the ventricles contract right at the same time. But pretty much the SA node releases the impulse, tells the atrium to contract, hits the AV node, then the AV node releases the impulse, right? And that travels to the rest of the heart, right down the bund of His, Purkinje fibers, and then the ventricles contract. Okay, so the length of time, right, between the atrium contracting and of the impulse getting down to the AV node is the PR interval. Okay, that's what it is. So if you look at what this diagram is saying, it says electrical impulse over here at the top where the mouse is. Electrical impulse spreads from sinus node throughout left and right atrium, causing the atria to contract and expelling its volume of blood into the ventricles. Okay? That's what the PR interval is. That's what you're seeing. And that's why let's say it takes too long, right, for the impulse to go from the SA from the impulse to travel from the SA node to the AV node, that's why the PR interval is longer. See that? So that's pretty much what you're looking at. So the QRS complex. So what happens now is that after the impulse leaves the AV node, it will fire down to a canal in the heart, like I said before, which is called the bundle of His. That will then disperse into the Purkinje fibers, which is pretty much located on the inside walls of the ventricles, and that will tell the ventricles to contract. So over here, right, this image, AV node where my mouse is, travels on the bundle of His, out through the Purkinje fibers, right? And now the ventricle is contracting. Okay? So the ventricles contracting is the reflection of the QRS complex. That's what you're seeing. Okay? So this is going to be called ventricular depolarization now, right? Because it's the reflection of the ventricles contracting. Okay? All right. So that is the QRS complex. So you see how it's not very difficult once you understand. So pretty much that's what we're looking over here, right? The QRS complex, right? So this is why, so once again, there's a normal amount of time for all this to happen, right? There is just like anything, there's a normal amount of time for all this to happen. So if it's taking the ventricles too long to contract than normal, that's why we're going to see the QRS widen. You see that? Okay. So that's pretty much what you're looking at. That's pretty much what it means. The next part is the T wave. So after the ventricles relax, okay, and before it gets ready to, but before the SA node gets ready to fire again, this is now where pretty much the lung, the sorry, the heart is refilling itself. It's relaxing itself. This is the T wave. This is what you call ventricular repolarization. Okay, so pretty much where my mouse is pointed or where the arrow is pointed at is the T wave, right? Where now it is relaxing, right? It is repolarizing. Okay, so you see how that's pretty much what each part of the rhythm means. So now that you understand what each part of the rhythm means, it should make sense. Like you should know the reason why the PR interval is longer than normal, right? Because I just explained it. You should know the reason why the QRS is longer than normal, right? Because it's taking too long for the ventricles to contract. You see how that is? So that's what it is. So once you understand this part really well, okay, then when you would get to the abnormal rhythms, it would be like a piece of cake. Okay. So the normal rhythm, right? So when we look at rhythms, there are normal and abnormal rhythms. So let's talk about the time. All right. So the normal time that it's going to take for the atrium, right, to contract, right, until it gets to the ventricle. So once again, remember how we talked about the SA node, right? It's gonna fire, release an impulse, right, and get on down to the AV node. That period of time normally is about 0.12 to 0.20 seconds. Okay. So write that number, 0.12 to 0.20 seconds. That's the PR interval. Right? That's the PR interval. Then the normal time, right? So once it now hits the AV node travels down the bundle of His, out to the Purkinje fibers, ventricles contract. That amount of time is, right? That's the QRS complex, right? Like we just talked about. That takes normally less than 0.12 seconds. Okay? Less than 0.12 seconds. So you want to memorize that number. Now, here the thing for the, I mean, looking at the NCLEX, you likely would not need to know this next part, but I'm just telling it to you anyways. Like it would be relevant, for example, if you were doing like you were interpreting EKGs on a piece of paper, right? And so on that paper, so we know the test is computer adaptive, but if it was on a piece of paper. On that paper, they would probably give you something called calipers. So look up that word if you don't already know what it is. Calipers. Calipers are pretty much, it's like a tool that you use to help you count the number of boxes. So like you see all these boxes, this box, like all these tiny little boxes. So that's pretty much what it is. Each box is usually about 0.2. So at 0.04 seconds. Okay? 0.04 seconds. Now, here's the thing, okay? There's something called regular and irregular, right? Regular and so a regular rhythm versus an irregular rhythm, right? This is still, like I said, this is still normal sinus rhythm, which is a regular rhythm. So the way that you determine if the rhythm is regular is if the R to R is normal and consistent. So take note of that. The way that you determine if the rhythm is regular, right? If the rhythm is regular, is if the R to R will be normal, right? And so looking over here, this is your R, right? This is your R where my mouse is. So the distance between here and here, hold on. The distance between here and here and here and here is the same. That's the R to R. That's how you know if it's regular. Okay? Just only that part. Because that's how you determine if it's a regular rhythm. As long as if the distance between here and here is always the same. So this is a regular rhythm. Now, the way that we know it's this is a normal sinus rhythm, right? Is that it has everything, right? It has the P wave, the QRS complex, the T wave, everything's happening within the time frame that we just talked about, 0.12 to 0.20 for the PR interval, less than 0.12 for the QRS complex. The R to R is the same and consistent. And then also it is 60 to 100 beats per minute, right? 60 to 100 beats per minute. That makes it a normal sinus rhythm, okay? But like I said, what determines if something is regular or irregular is just the R to R alone, okay? All right. So you need to know these specific numbers right here, okay? Gotta know these specific numbers right here on the screen for your test, right? Because it will make sense. And the thing about the exam or taking any type of test is that it's going to, what it's going to do, it could show you a picture like this, right? But what it's also known for is giving you, is telling you, oh, the PR interval is 0.18 seconds. The QRS complex is 0.110 seconds. The R to R is regular. What type of rhythm is this? See what I mean? Like that's what it can do too. So that's why you need to be so confident with these normal values and what the rhythm means. Do not go to the next video teacher until you feel until you're like, oh, okay, I get it. This makes sense. Because if you get to the next teaching, then it's just going to become more and more difficult. All right. So now, okay, so there's a difference between, there's a difference between, so this is 12 lead EKG placement. There's a difference between doing a 12 lead EKG versus a patient is on continuous cardiac monitoring. All right, it's not the same thing. So here's the thing. Let me explain really quickly the difference. So let's say patient comes into the hospital, right, by way of ambulance, and they came in complaining of chest pain. So what's going to usually happen, aside from all the other treatment, right? And the first thing that the nurse is going to do is put them on is get a 12 lead EKG. All right, so the 12 lead EKG is going to give us a picture of the full view of their heart, the full view of their heart, right? That so in the, and usually an EKG it's like literally takes them like 5 to 10 minutes to do. All right, so when we get a 12 lead EKG, we're getting a full view picture right then and there, as you know, to so we can get the what's see what's really going on with the heart. And then we take the electrodes off or the leads off. Then continuous cardiac monitoring, that is different. That's now where we're going to put a heart monitor and attach that to their chest all the time. And that's like only about 5 leads. Okay? So 12 lead EKG and continuous cardiac monitoring is not the same thing. All right, so for the test, you do need to know the placement of each of these, like where each of the leads or the electrodes that we would snap to their chest to grab the image will be placed. So start with V1. So V1, right, we're going to put this on the fourth intercostal space to the right of the sternum. So let's count this. One, two, three, four. All right, V1. That's where it would go. V2 is going to go on the fourth intercostal space to the left of the sternum. So let's go. One, two, three, four. V2 right here. Okay. Now let's actually skip to V. So, okay, V3 is it going to be between V2 and V4? So where's V4? Well, V4 is on the fifth intercostal space At the midclavicular line. So one, two, three, four, five, right here, right? And this is like midway, this is the clavicle, and it literally is midway of the clavicle, down four, down five. Okay. So the V3 is going to be put right in between them. Okay. Then you have V5. This is the anterior. This is going to be placed on the anterior axillary line at the same level as the as V4. So this is closer to inside the armpit, right? Not right in there, but it's close to, that's what it means by anterior axillary line. So it's on the front of the chest, like right outside of the armpit. So that's where V5 was going to be. Then V6 is going to be placed the mid axillary line at this at mid axillary line at the same level as V4 and V5. Okay, so now just pretty much that's pretty much going to be placed like literally like about in their armpit. You know, like that's what it means, like the middle of their armpit. That's where it's going to be placed. Okay, and then you can see in this picture. But the right, so you have the right lower leg, right upper right arm, left lower leg, left arm. So just showing you the next picture over here. So you can see it, right? Left arm, left leg, right leg. That's where the other leads will be placed. Okay? So that's a 12-lead EKG. All right, like I said, that's why it wouldn't be, it's like we just put it on. We first attach the leads, and then we hook up the electrodes from the machine, and then we push start, and then the machine takes about a minute to print out the full 12-lead picture, and then we take off the leads, and then we put them on a continuous heart monitor. See the difference? So for the test, right? For the exam, you gotta know each of these placement, all right? You gotta memorize each of this. Fourth intercostal space is V1. Fourth intercostal space to the left is V2. Like, you have to know that. You need to know it as far as like the language I'm telling you, but then you also need to know how to, you need to know it on a picture. Because some of the questions on the test is that you literally, like, probably most likely for the RN exam, or sorry, for the exam, the ANCOS exam is that you would see an image like this, and then it will say, place V2. Where does V2 belong? That's how the test does. Or like these are going to be like hot spot images or graphic images where you're going to see the you're, like it's going to show you a picture of their of you know the intercostal space like the chest the rib like this, and then it wants you to put the right placement. That's why you got to memorize this. Okay. So one of the most common questions that people often will say, okay, well, you know what? There's just 10, right? There's just 10 electrodes, right? Right? Because if you count this, it's just 10 of them. 10 places that we attach it. So here's a way you have to see it. Although it's 10 electrodes, it's giving us 12 pictures. So pretty much what a 12-lead EKG is that like when we're getting like a full view of the heart, right? We're getting the like a different angles. So you can get more view. It's you can get a bigger a much broader view even if it's just one lead, right? So one lead does not miss not, does not necessarily mean one view. One lead can actually show you more size to the heart. That's why it's called a 12-lead EKG placement. Okay? So it literally is in other words, it's like a lead is like a picture that's captured by a group of electrodes. Okay? So that's what 12-lead EKG placement means. All right? That's what it means. That's the purpose of it. You know, it's what we do. It's how we respond in emergencies and quickly for the patient. All right, so that's pretty much the references. Here's a quick recap. So we talked about the electrical conduction system, what this system is, right? What does it mean? How does it create a rhythm? That's very important. What are the specific numbers that you gotta know when it comes to the exam for the about and how to interpret it? And then why you need to know all this information, right? What it means, as well as also a totally EKG. So what I would recommend, I hopefully I'm sure you took notes while watching this, but you want to make sure that you understand the system, memorize those normal values, those normal numbers, memorize the 12 lead placement, and then as well as everything, like what the rhythm is, and then go ahead and move on to the next teaching. All right? All right, thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next video. Hey, did you enjoy that EKG training? Did you enjoy the audio? I'm sure you probably were wondering, like, man, I wish I could also see this visually. Well, if so, I want to encourage you to go ahead and click below this episode, and you can actually download my freebie called Understanding EKG's Freebie Guide. And you can download that right away, and that will give you some visual perspective. It's a download, it's a PDF. And since you put your name and email address in, you'll get immediately the download sent to your email. And then with along with the login link. And then if you really wanted the full thing, like you want the whole video training where I go over this topic in way more detail, it's in our you get access to our membership portal, and you can just really go dive in depth with EKGs. Then also click below the video or click below this episode to access my Understanding EKGs course. And this course, you will love this course. I literally have people that have told me they went from not knowing anything about EKGs and feeling like they had no clarity, not understanding how it works, and afterwards they knew how to interpret it smoothly and easily just from going through this course. So if that sounds like something you want to be a part of, then make sure that you go below this episode so you can enroll today into our EKGs course. Thank you so much for listening to that episode. I hope that you truly enjoyed it. I hope that you learned something, you took something away, or if it was hopefully eye-opening or if it encouraged you. I really hope that you enjoyed it. Once again, if you haven't already, you can always visit our website, which is choosenursing.net. And I want to talk to you for a brief moment. Are you somebody where you have been trying to pass your NCLEX exam? If you've been struggling for quite some time now and you don't know what to do, you don't know what you're doing wrong or how to do things differently, then I definitely want to encourage you to join our School of the NCLEX program. This is a very in-depth school-like setting where we meet virtually and we have twice per week classes. You get access to our online portal. There's also one-on-one sessions in addition to teachings, and we do practice questions together. It's like night classes, but it's also very intimate. So if you want to learn more about the program, if you just click below this episode, you can find out more details about all about it and how you can become a part of it. And then if you are somebody where you're either in nursing school or you already got your license, you have other things that you're trying to work on, then definitely visit our website, choosingnursing.net, for some of our other resources. Thank you. Make sure that you hit the subscribe to our channel here so you can get a, that way you can know when I release another episode. See you the next time.